Now to our final batch of stories. A hidden relic of the city's tram system, the first ever dad strike, and the Bald Box launches to support women with breast cancer.
Hidden in plain sight in one of the city's main thoroughfares is a piece of street furniture that shines a light on its forgotten public transport system. In between the clubs and bars of Prince of Wales Road and the medieval architecture on Elm Hill, there is a unique street lamp on Bank Plain, standing as a reminder of the city's early 20th century transport network. Originally installed as part of Norwich's tram system, the column is believed to be around 120 years old. When the tram network was removed, it was converted into a street lamp. Powered by electricity, the Norfolk Tramway system opened on Monday, July the 30th, 1900.
A Norwich housing provider and heating company have won multiple regional awards. Flagship Housing and Gasway, both part of Bromford Flagship, won top prizes at the Energy Efficiency Awards for the East of England. Flagship was named Regional Housing Association Landlord of the Year, and Gasway was named Regional Boiler and Heating Installer of the Year. Gasway also achieved two highly commended runner-up positions in the Regional Solar PV Installer of the Year and Regional Renewable Heat Installer of the Year categories. David Armstrong, Chief Operating Officer at Bromford Flagship, said, "These awards show what our teams achieve when they focus on making life better for customers." Flagship and Gasway will now compete for national titles at the Energy Efficiency Awards in Birmingham in November.
A father from Norwich has taken part in the first ever dad strike in protest at the UK's paternity leave system. He joined the event, organised by campaign group The Dad Shift, which claims the UK's statutory paternity leave system is the least generous in Europe. Fathers get just 2 weeks paternity leave on less than half the minimum wage, with nothing for the self-employed. The campaign group says that means fathers miss out on spending time with their children while heaping pressure on mothers to shoulder the work. The dad strike saw hundreds of fathers protesting in London, while others booked time off work to be with their children, including picking them up from schools and nurseries. The dad strike came after a new report warned that the UK has one of the worst statutory leave offers for fathers and other parents in the developed world.
Another person has died after taking a deadly synthetic opioid up to 200 times stronger than morphine, causing authorities to issue an urgent public health warning. Forrest Daines, 25, was found dead at his home in Sprowston, having taken protonitazine, a super-strength synthetic painkiller so dangerous it never passed clinical trials. The drug is sweeping the country and has been blamed for a string of deaths, prompting authorities in Norfolk to issue an alert. This is the second inquest held at Norfolk Coroner's Court in as many months, where the deceased has taken the drug while unaware of its potency.
A bright new service for women facing hair loss is launched on the back of shared experiences of cancer treatment. One day you're a busy, successful woman navigating the demands of friends, family and work. The next you face a frightening and uncertain future with a diagnosis of breast cancer. The only certainty is that in the fight to come you will endure anxiety and a lack of confidence, control and choice. This dark scenario, sadly familiar to so many women around the world, was exactly that faced by three Norfolk friends who were all diagnosed with breast cancer within a few months of each other. While only one of the trio was unfortunate enough to lose their hair due to chemo, the ladies discovered through their daily communication and research that there is a poor offering for women who are facing the prospect of being bald. Now happily all clear of cancer, the three have combined their professional skills and personal passion to launch a new online service for women facing or experiencing hair loss. The Bald Box, www.thebaldbox.co.uk, is designed to give a morale boost to anyone who has lost their hair or lives their life without hair.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. When you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it into the wallet, turning over the address label, and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. And don't worry about returning the memory stick quickly. Listen to everything you want to. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day. So if there is no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team and to our sound recordists, Catherine Rose and Georgia Richardson. Your editor was Sarah Lusher. So from everyone here at Chatterbox, bye for now.